Now joined by their head wrestling coach at Trenton High School in Charlie Bacon. Let's take a look at the wrestling schedule here. I took a peek at it earlier, and coach, at least for early January, it's not the busiest thing ever, but you know, we talk about this every year. Once you get to the middle of January, January 10th tomorrow in this case, you're busy as a bee for about a two-week stretch.
Yeah, we are. After this week, we are almost every Tuesday, every Thursday, and every Saturday, there's a tournament.
So you go to Macon tomorrow. You see the Tigers, obviously. Anybody else going to be there?
Well, so they changed the there was a huge debate on where we were going, and they finally came up with Polo is the place where we will be going tomorrow, and that's going to be with Polo and Macon and Marceline.
That's the danger of going off of these gold schedules that came out a month and a half ago.
Yes.
So for the sake of me sounding smart on the air tomorrow, Polo and who else?
Polo, Macon, and Marceline.
Gotcha. Okay. So Polo's going to host that quadrangular. When it comes down to your team, coach, what are you looking for tomorrow?
Well, I think we've had a good week of practice between the last one that we... the last competition that we had, and I really feel like we're going to be moving on bottom. That was one of my comments last week, was I just didn't feel like we were getting off bottom like we should be, and I think we're going to have a more of a sense of urgency throughout this quadrangular tomorrow night.
And explain the getting off of bottom means if you end up in the position that you don't want to be in, it doesn't mean the match needs to end at that point, but it's been difficult for the guys to switch things, to get things back into where they're controlling it offensively, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to score points when you're the bottom wrestler, and we either need to, A, get an escape and get up to our feet, or we need to get a reversal where we assume the position of control. And it just seemed like when that whistle, when the official blew the whistle the other night, we just didn't make a first move and we didn't attempt to get off of bottom. So it's really hard to score when you're just sitting there.
How much of that is, you know, their strategy in X's and O's, and how much of it is just being a little bit too timid for your liking?
I would say it's a good mixture. There's a certain mentality that goes into, if I go out with the mindset thinking no one is going to be able to hold me down, then that's a pretty good start. And then you can start to add technique to all of that. But I think maybe some of our kids were overthinking it, and maybe they were a little bit timid about it. But yeah, our number one goal just, it needs to be simplified. Just get up.
And to me, too, and this is looking at scores necessarily and results, is you have a lot of guys who they're not getting pinned, but they're getting outscored in matches, too, which comes back to what you're saying, is that if you're on your back a whole lot of the times and you're avoiding being pinned, that's one thing, but you're giving up points that way, too.
Yeah, you know, you're giving up points every time you go to your back. I'd much rather them make it three periods than get pinned in the first, because, number one, we gain a lot of experience that we wouldn't have. And I told, you know, some of our younger kids, make it a goal just to go out and get through three periods. And I've learned a lot more about wrestling by doing that than going out and getting pinned in the first period.
The only thing that we have to work on here as far as, you know, since the start of the year, the On the Mat competition is last Thursday at Carrollton. And what I noticed from that, coach, and when you look at it, it's kind of obvious, and this is just kind of the way it goes in wrestling sometimes, had to be frustrating, not for the results necessarily, but there was just a lot of forfeits in that triangular.
Yeah, we go to Carrollton, and you know, you're hoping every one of your kids gets two matches between Carrollton and Maysville, and that's just not the reality of it in Class 1 wrestling. I think Carrollton had a total of four kids, and a lot of theirs was chalked up to injuries this time of year or maybe illness. But those are things that are kind of beyond our control. Same way with Maysville. They had a few more kids in the lineup, but still quite a few opens.
Jaden Whitney, a very very quality victory against Maysville. If you're going to look at the two duels and say, okay, this is the highlight of the night, you'd probably start with that victory for Whitney over Gripka.
Yeah, it was a good match for us. The Gripka kid is a kid who wrestles a lot in the off season, and I knew he state ranked, and so I knew it was going to be a good match. And Jaden just kind of went out and controlled the pace of the match and put the match where he wanted it to be, which was mainly in the neutral position or on our feet. And I thought we did a really good job in that match.
Jaden's moved up to number one in the rankings, has he not?
Yeah, he has. That win over the Knob Monster kid put him in the first place position. So he's in the driver's seat right now.
So the question I have about him is he's obviously gone from a very good, if not an elite wrestler last year. And if you're number one in the state, we know what that means. Yeah, at least for the time being, he's established himself as one of the kids to beat in that class come February. Where has he improved this year, Coach, the most in your eyes?
He's improved every position. Jaden is just like a sponge. You know, he's a kid who did not come out for wrestling until his freshman year of high school. And he listens and he picks things up so quickly. But I would say the biggest thing, he's got even better on his feet than he was last year. And that's kind of Jaden's bread and butter. If you can put him in the neutral position, there's a pretty good chance he's going to be taking somebody down. And he's just improved in that area even more so than he was last year.
In talking about your team as a whole, Coach, because you know we mentioned earlier that on Thursday you have an event, on Saturday you have an event, and you got Brookfield here coming on the 15th, which is what, next Tuesday, and you're just going to be very busy. Do you feel like you have the type of team that they're going to get better by learning on the mat and wrestling against other people rather than just having practice after practice? And I think common sense would say yes, but do you kind of feel like you have that team that really needs to get that, you know, having an event every couple of days to really make that surge toward February?
Yeah, I think there's a certain amount of that. There's a certain amount of truth to that, because it seems like before we go on break, we kind of start finding our momentum, and then it seems like break hits, we have practice, which is great, but then our first couple of competitions back, we look like we haven't seen the wrestling mat in a while. And so I think the competition's definitely going to help us, and we'll have more targeted practices when we are able to get in the wrestling room. And that way we'll know exactly what we need to work on.
So before we let you go, Brookfield is here, according to my schedule, on Tuesday. Is it Brookfield Trenton here on Tuesday? You got anybody else coming?
Yes, Brookfield, us, and Richmond.
Richmond. And going to Plattsburgh on Saturday. A tournament?
Yeah. Yep, tournament.
How good is the tournament on Saturday? How beneficial will that be for your team, and how good will the competition be?
No, it's a great tournament. You know, we always go there. It starts at 9 o'clock. I think there's about 14 teams that will be at this tournament. And one thing I like about it, they do keep team score, and there's also a girls' division. So this tournament has a lot to offer, really.
Yeah, and for a lot of kids, and I was looking at the amount of forfeits from last week. There were a lot of kids last week who didn't even get on the mat. They had two forfeit victories. So for a lot of kids, you know, with going to a polo tomorrow night, it's going to be the first time they wrestle somebody in nearly a month.
Yeah, it is. It'll be the first actual wrestling match that they've had for a long time, and that's, like you and I talked about in the beginning, that's about to change for them.
Certainly. If they are rusty, Coach, it's easy to see in other sports. In football, in basketball, if you're rusty, you're not hitting shots, or it just looks like you lost your rhythm. If you're rusty in wrestling, where does it show up?
Shows up in every position, and usually right where the match begins, which is on your feet. And I think that's probably where the biggest part of it shows up, and then maybe a little bit on bottom as well.
Have the guys, especially who needed it, bumps and bruises and injuries and those things, has the couple of weeks off, especially over the holidays, have been beneficial for your team? You guys as healthy as you've been all season?
Yeah, I think so. We lost right before Christmas break. We lost Tyler Seamer. He dislocated his elbow in the practice room, and that's kind of a hard injury to come back from in a year, especially in the sport of wrestling. So we're kind of taking that one day by day and seeing where we're at on that one. But you know, he was one of my kids that placed in the Battle of Lexington, or it used to be the Battle of Lexington, Battle of Katy Trail, mm-hmm. and just a really solid kid that you hate to see out of the lineup.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck with the many events coming up. We'll catch up with you again middle of next week.
All right, Tom. Thanks a bunch.